start again from Tzadik Beis on the Aleph at the bottom. It says you have a Gog Gadol that opens into a Gog Katan, so the Katan is considered like the Pesach of the Gadol, and the Gadol, however, is not considered that it goes after the small one. So now we're going to learn a few halachas that are a result of that. Ketzad. Gefonim b'gdola. If you have a vineyard in the big one, so asher lezoh hasaktana, you can't plant anything else in the small one because of kilayim. And normally in the big one itself, if you were marchik four amas, you could plant. But here, since the small one is considered totally in the big one, even if there is four amas between the planting in the small one and the entrance of the big one, is no good. Because the small one is considered completely inside the big one. So what we'd have to do is have four amas separation in the big one from the small one, so even if everything in the small one is mamish on the border of the big one, it's still four amas away. The imzara zroi masurim, and if you plant the things in the small one, they're also gifanim mutarim, and gifanim mutarim, and but the vineyard be okay, and the zroim would be also. See what how that could be. Gifanim biktana mutar zroi sagdola. If you have a vineyard in the small one, you're allowed to plant in the big one because the big one to the small one, to the big one, the small one is beyond a mechitza. The big one has a pesach that opens into the small one. So there's a mechitza that separates between the big one and the small one. So if you have gefanim already in the small one, you're allowed to be zoreya, the big one. See what second Rashi will explain. Rashi, also is zoreya saktana, the command to have yiktana, kula besok gedola. Because the small one is considered as if it's totally inside the big one. Even if you were marchik arba amos, it still doesn't help. Even though if you planted mamish in the big one, four amos away from the gefanim would be okay. So the whole thing is like a Pesach. So it doesn't make a difference how much space there is between the Zriya and the Pesach of the Gedola. But in a Chinami, if there's four Amas space between the Pesach of the Gedola and the Gefanim, where you could plant there, even inside the Gedola, surely you could plant in the Ketan. Gefanim mutarim, to aim to yurei cotton mostly in the Gedola. The Gefanim are mutar, because they're considered separate from the ketana. You can't plant in the ketana, because for the ketana there's no bechitza. It opens completely into the big one. The big one doesn't open completely into the small one. There is two sides and a pesach. So that pesach is considered a mechitza. So on this side it's mutter, and on this side it's asur. Gefanim b'ketana mutter v'zroa sagdola. And therefore, if the vineyard is in the ketana, you're allowed to plant the gedola. The chatchila, to legabe gedola pischa, the chol pesach k'mechitzahu. Legabe the gedola, it's a pesach, the zoz a mechitza. V'afilu somach likfani mutter, get plant right up to the border. Lizroes ha-gedola, the chatchila, k'disnan, ha-yegeder ben asayim, ze somach legeder mikan, ze somach legeder mikan. Now when they'll grow, even though the big one is considered connected to the small one, still doesn't ask for the gefanim. Why not? Since the gefanim were there lechatchila, beheter, and then the other person came, and he made the Zriya, the Isser. So his things are Asr, but the Gefanim remain Mutter. the Amrina Maitaima, Canvas Veluf, Osra Torah, Shar Zroi Midrabon and Asira. Here we're talking about all other kinds of Zroi. Zora. It's not talking about Chita Saora, which is Kilai Sode. It's talking about Kilai Akerim, where there's other kinds of Zroi. Only Canvas and Luf is Osra Min HaTorah. Everything else is only Osra Midrabon. The one that was over the Isser of the Rabbanan made a knas, and the one that wasn't over an Isser, what he did was okay. Lechatchila, to be Zoreya, in the Gedola was okay. It's the Ketana that did the Isser, so the Ketana is Osser, there's Zorayim is Osser, but the Gefanim are Mutter. Hol, Kishizor is Hagdola, Beheter Zor. When he planted, and the big one was okay. Afilu Shteim Shalom, even if they both belonged to him. Lekal and Miknesay, because what he did to begin with was okay. The Koshkenim Ketana Shalacherim, Ukfanim Shalach Kitkadmu. And surely, if the Ketana belongs to other people, and when he planted his vineyard in the Gedola, he came first, and what he did was completely mutter, then the second one, what's it called, is Asher, but he remains mutter. Tosfos says that can't be, because by Kilayim, even if the things weren't planted at all, they grew up by themselves. And later on, they grew up, you have to uproot them. So it can't be that if you did it beheter, it should be okay. Tosu says, the ikar one that becomes asur is the kerem. It says, karmachol osizra kilayim. So wherever the kerem is, that's the one that becomes asur. And since the name of the gedola goes on the ketana, but not the ketana on the gedola, right? Therefore, if the gefanin are in the Gedola, so the Shem Kerem is on the Ketana too. So if the guy, because the whole thing is a Kerem, the Gedola and the Ketana, because the Shem Gedola goes over to the Ketana. So if there were Gefanim in the Gedola, the Ketana is also called a Kerem. And the person who planted, and the Ketana is also, he planted a Kerem, Beisu. But on the other hand, what's it called, the opposite way, where the Kerem is in the Ketana, it's not called a Shem Kerem on the Gedola. So when he plants in the Gedola, he's not called planting a Kerem. Planting with a Kerem, because there's no Kerem there. So therefore, what's it called? It's Mutter. Okay. Let's go on. So according to Rashi, it depends who planted first, who did it beheter. And according to Tosfos, it depends on where the Shem Kerem is. And then it's also to plant a Kerem, plant in a Kerem. Something that's also min HaTorah, yeah, it's not going to make a difference. According to Tosfos, even if it's min HaTorah, same thing. The Iker is, where is the Kerem? That's where the Isser is. And the other one is not awesome. Okay, Isha Bigdola, the Get Biktana. The Halacha is that if you throw your wife a Get into her Rishus, and Rashi says, talking where she's standing in her Rishus, so then the get is a get. But if she's not standing in that Rishos, she's just by the side of the Rishos, it's not a get. It's a machlokus there, but Rashi says the Gemara is going according to that opinion. So if a woman's standing in the big chotzer, and the get is thrown into the small one, then she's miskoreshes. Because the ketana is considered part of the gedola, and therefore she's standing in her Rishos. But isha biktana, the get bigdola, but if the woman's standing in the small one, and the get is in the big one, ain't a miskareshes. For one of two reasons. The way we have Rashi, we'll see, is because the woman doesn't want the get. It's a chol for her. So we don't make the get go after the woman. Right? We don't say that the woman goes after the get. As if the get is in her rishus, because the big one and the small one are one. But since she's in the small one doesn't go after the big, the small one doesn't go after the big one, but the big one includes the small one. Another pshat is that it has nothing to do with her wanting it or not. It has to do with the fact that the woman is the main thing over here. So if she's considered in the rishus of the get, that's fine. But the get being considered in her rishus doesn't help. Right? She has to be considered in the place where the get is. Not the get has to be considered in the place where she is. See Rashi. Isha medes bigdola, the zorik labayla get utoch tana, ushteim shala, both of these rishuyas belong to her. The ikala mandiomer seches gitten, to hadisnan hazorik get uishto, the hibisoch besa, or besoch hatsera, harezen megureshet, if you throw the get into the rishuyas she's standing in, Dafko medes latocha, bausasha. She has to be standing in that rishuyas at that moment. Avlan eno medes latocha, bausasha lo. But if she's not in that rishuyas, it doesn't help. The Afagad the Shalah, even though the rishuyas belongs to her, she has to be standing in the rishuyas at the time the get comes into the rishuyas. So miskareshasi, shariito medes bitana. Since she's standing in the big one, and the small one is bottled to the big one, so it's as if she's standing in the small one. And if the get's in the small one, and she's in the big one, that's good. The kula ktana basa gedola shaycha. The whole ktana is considered like it's in the gedola. Ena miskareshes, but the other way around, she's in the ktana, and the get is in the gedola. The gedola la basa ktana asla. We don't make the big one go after the, what's it called, the small one. The get lo koni la isha. The name of nishdi isha basa get. The get's not being kona the isha. The isha is being kona the get. The isha lo boy lo miknagita. The woman doesn't want to be kona the get. This is the girsa we have. And therefore, she holds back the get being considered in her rishos. Enochanami gets in the big one, and the small one goes after the big one. So it's like the woman is where the get is where the woman is. But she doesn't want that, so she obstructs it. That's the way we have Rashi. And others, under Ritva, learns in Rashi also, don't have this low boy in Lemikne. The Isha, low mikne, what's it called? Isha basur get, the Isha, low mikne gita, not low boy. It's not that the get isn't kona the Isha. The Isha is kona the get. So the get can be considered going to where the Isha is. But the Isha can't be considered going to where the get is. Okay. Another halacha. Shibur b'gdola. You have a minion in the big one. U'shliach tzibur b'gtana. And the shliach tzibur is in the small one. Yotzi midei chavasa. Because the shliach tzibur is considered part of the tzibur. The tzibur is in the big one. And the big one and the small one are considered the same. So the shliach tzibur is nigrer. Boss of the big one, it's as if he's standing in the big one, and therefore he's what's it called, their yotze. But tzibur biktana, u'shliach tzibur bigdola, ein yotze nechovasim, because the shliach tzibur doesn't go to the what's it called to the tzibur, the shliach tzibur goes to where the tzibur is if they're in the big one and he's in the small one. But the whole tzibur is in the ketana, they're not nigrer after the shliach tzibur. And therefore they're not yotze. It's like they're in a separate place from the shliach tzibur. He can't be motzi them. So, and it's talking dafka where they can't see each other. That's one klal. And also, it's talking about what's it called? Let's see Rashi first of all, and then we'll see what it's talking about. Yotzim. The shliach tzibur, the koy the ketana, hachashayich. The shliach tzibur standing in the ketana is as if he's in the gedola. Ein yotzim, the hashlo shayich basrayu. Because the tzibur is cut off from the shliach tzibur. The tzibur, the kaini, the ketana, lo matzina l'neima de shayichi basray. The ruba basarchad lo mishastu. The what's it called? You can't say that the whole tzibur goes after the one. The one goes after the tzibur. If he's in the ketana and they're in the gedola, but the opposite way, yeah, the whole tzibur doesn't go after the shliach tzibur who has to be standing in the gedola. Okay, so there's three different halachas here. We'll see what. First of all, the Rashba we said that this halacha is only if they can't see each other. If they can see each other, then they're mitzarif. The Gra is cholek, and he holds even if they can see each other, it doesn't help. And the Mishnah Berurah says the chatchila. You have to go by the Gra, because the Rashba himself says he's not sure. Maybe if they can see each other, the halacha will be different. The the Meiri says that, first of all, this halacha is only where, like the case over here, where the ketana is nifratz b'milua into the gedola, and there's no real mechitza. But if there be a real mechitza separating, then if the shliach tzibur is in one place, and the minions in another place, separated by a bona fide mechitza, everybody holds that it wouldn't help. That you can't be mitzvah. And Tosfos here explains there's three halachas. There's a halacha of hitzdarfus, there's a halacha of being yotze, and there's a halacha of answering divrei kedusha. Meaning like this. If you have a minion in one place, you have a minion there, and somebody's standing behind here, behind the mechitza here. So then the halacha is, according to everybody, that he could be yotze. Even if he's outside the shul, he could be yotze. If somebody is doing something here to be motzi, the rabbim, then even a rabbim outside the shul is yotze. Right? If somebody's blowing the shofar, and somebody's back here, they're yotze. Or if they're, what's it called, they're outside, they're yotze. Because even achori beis haknesses is yotze. Then there's a halacha of being, what's it called, answering divrei kedusha. You have to be in a place where there's a minion to say kedusha. You can't say kedusha without a minion. So then, if there's a minion over there, and I'm standing over here behind the mechitza, right? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, not here. It's a machlokas in brachas and in other places between Rav and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, whether the mechitza separates between me and the minion, and I'm not considered like I'm standing with the minion, I can't answer kedusha. And what's it called? Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds afilu mechitza shel barzel. Ain't a matzik bein Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim, and they're also your yotze. And Parshas, that's how we hold, that even behind the mechitza, you can answer divrei kedusha. Then there's a third halacha, and that's the halacha we're talking about over here, where you have part of a tzibur in one place, and the other part in the other place. Specifically, what we're talking about over here is nine in one place. That's what it means, the tzibur. That's how Tosfos learns this case. It's talking, we have nine people in the shul, and one person back here. Behind the mechitza is not mitzaret. That's not mitzaret. It's behind the mechitza, or in the case of the Gemara, where nine are in the small one, and one's in the big one. It's not mitzaret. It's not considered a minion. Masha'en Kain, where nine are in the big one, and one in the small one, then they are mitzaret. But like the Rashba says, if there be a what's it called, like the Meiri says, if there be a bona fide mechitza, doesn't help. So if a person's standing outside the door, and nine people in here, doesn't help. Because there's a mechitza that separates them. If there's already 10 people, and the other guy wants a mitzvah, either to be yotze, or to say divrei kedusha, then it helps. Not according to everybody, to say divrei kedusha. So some places they have, you know, a minion, and you're standing outside the door. So it's a shayla, then. It's machlokas, really, whether you can answer divrei kedusha or not. If you want to be yotze something that they're doing inside, you're for sure yotze. But if you don't have a full minion in one place, many times we have people sitting back here, and you don't have a minion in shul, they're not mitzvarit unless they come into shul. Because this place back here is separated by mechitza. Okay. Or if you're in a place and you're standing behind the door, which is also considered a mechitza, you wouldn't be mitzvarit. That's a Pesach. It has to be 10 amos wide open. That's enough. Okay. According to the ones who hold, you can see each other, right? According to that Rashba, it'd be good even in that case. But the mice of the Gra is cholik, and he says even if you can see, it doesn't help. So when the Mishnah Berurah says the Chatchila, you have to go like the Gra. So it can't be, it can't count as a minion. What?
Can Pesach work for both ways?
By Erevin. It is. Here it's a mechitza. It's a regular mechitza. The only mile is it. People can see. Otherwise, a Pesach is like a mechitza, like we said by Kilayim. By Erevin, they were mekel. The Pesach is only the kula, not the chumra. But not by other things. Tzoa b'gdola. You have a tzoa in the big chatzar. Also likros kriyashma b'ktana. It's considered like you're standing by the tzoa. Normally by tzoa, you have to be marchit dalad amos from the place that you can't smell it anymore. Dalad amos, not from the tzoa,
But from the last place you can smell it, another 4 ounces. Here that won't help. It would help, l'chora, if you had 4 ounces in from the Pesach of the Chatzar to the Tzoa. And from the 4 ounces, meaning from the place that you can't smell it anymore. Because then even if you were standing in the big one, you still could read Kriya Shema. Because you're 4 ounces and you can't see it. There are all those conditions. You can't see it, it's out of sight, and it's 4 ounces from the place that you can't smell it anymore. So if there was enough space in the big one itself till you get to the small one for that, then if you're in the small one, you can read Kriya Shema. Because even if you'd be in the big one, you'd still be 4 ounces away. It's your Pesach of the... Some hold no, that the small one is considered mamish inside the big one. And therefore, there's no separation. B'chlap. Small one is like, pervades the whole big one. It's not just that the whole small one is considered at the entrance of the big one. It's mamish inside the big one. So it wouldn't even help 4 ounces. But Pashas Rashi said before that we should learn in Rashi like that, but if you had 4 ounces in the big one, mamish, it would help. Here's the same thing. Because the small one is considered all continuous, contiguous with the big one, but not that it's mamish inside the big one everywhere. So if you had enough space in the big one, then the small one also be okay. Biktana, Tzoa Biktana, Mutar Likros Kriya Shema Bigdola. But if the Tzoa is in the small one, then there's a mechitza that separates between, from the big one to the small one, there's a mechitza that separates between the person and the Tzoa, and it's Mutar to read Kriya Shema in the, what's it called, in the Gdola. The, it's here, yeah, the Dalai Lama's. Right, and in the case where the Tzoa is in the small one, and you're standing in the big one, since for the big one, it's a mechitza between it and the small one, right, you don't even need Dalaramas. As long as you can't smell it, your what's it called, the mechitza separates you, and that's good enough. Right, and the other Shaila, whether Dalaramas in the big one would be matter you to read Kriya Shema in the small one, right, is Machlokas to Beis Yosef and the Ritva. Okay, let's go on. Omar lo Abaya. I'll say it in a second, Rashi. Mutar likros Kriya Shema b'gdola, digabi gdola k'mechitzahi. Gavi the Gdola, the Ketana is separated with the Mechitza. Because, again, the Pesach makes a Mechitza. The Lo Matzi Ketana Mekalkulam Bishumidi. The Ketana can't ruin what you're in the big one. So the Mechitza is separated between you and the Tzoa. Shilmoli, okay, we didn't get her yet. Now, when Zomer Lu Abaya. So Abaya said, Im Kain, Matzinu Mechitza Leser. Comes out putting up a Mechitza makes it worse. Mechitza makes it awesome. Shilmale ein mechitza. If there wouldn't be a mechitza, marchik daladamis v'zoreya. We're going back now to the case of the kilayim. If there wouldn't be a mechitza, Rashi learns which mechitza. Shilmale ein mechitza. Ilav hanech gifutei. She'od thin b'gdola. V'hoyu hagdola v'aktana shavos. Havilu kechotzer achas. U'mutul zroa shom im agfonim. U'marchik daladamis. Hashtu mishum hanach gifufei shadin an lekula ktana vasa gedola u'mitzra kula matzinu mechitza shoseres. What's the case? We said that you have the ktana is narrower than the gedola. So that means on the sides of the ktana there are two walls that protrude out, and the opening between the ktana and gedola is like a pesach if you're standing in the gedola. If the ktana would be as wide as the Gedola, there wouldn't be those mechitzas there. So then it would open up totally from one side to the other. Then it'd all be one big chatzah. And if you separated 4 amas between the Zroyim and the Gefonim, we mutter. Now, because there's mechitzas there, the Ketana is considered separate from the Gedola, but as if it's in the Gedola. So now, if you separate 4 amas, isn't going to help. Right? Even if you have a 4 amas space in the Ketana, it's not going to help. Because the Ketana is considered like it's in the Gedola. And then there's no more separation. So it comes out by putting up those mechitzas, you make it worse. Where do you ever find that mechitzas make things worse and not better? Just agav, just going back a little bit here. The case with the get. Tosis learns a different pshat. He learns, it's talking, that the Baal was makne a reshus to the woman to be makabel her get. So, and the wrong person is only makne one reshus, not two. So if he was makne, the, what's it called, the ketana to the woman, and she's standing in the gedola, she's makabel the get. Because the ketana and the gedola are all one thing. So if he was makne, the gedola, so the ketana is considered like part of the gedola. So that's also considered hers. But if she's standing in the ketana, and he was makne to her, the ketana, the gedola doesn't go after the ketana. And therefore, there is a get in a different rishus. Okay. So Rashi says like this, the ilu hishvez kipufeha, shibana mechitzis, besocha gedola, mikana mikan, ad sheik tzarena. The way they can do it is, you build mechitzas inside the, what's it called, the gedola, that closed it off and made it open into the ketana directly. Right? And then you, by doing that, you made the other mechitzas irrelevant. Ad sheik tzarena, kamida saktana, v'silaka sakfuthin, al yedei mechitzas halalu, af gedola asura. So if you have those mechitzas, the side mechitzas, then it's asur. If you took away those side mechitzas, it's mutter. It comes after mechitzas, make it usher. Where do we find such a thing? The after of stem shovels, nimtzu mechitzas halo, bo's leser, the gifufin, those side mechitzas, make it worse. Where do we find the mechitzas make things worse? Someone says no. Someone says, halo matzino mechitzal leser? Don't we find places where the mechitza makes it usher? V'hasnan, I'll give you a Mishnah. Chotzer gedola, shenifritz al ketana. Right, if you have a chotzer, a big chotzer, that's nifritz into a ketana, okay, gedola muteres, uketana asura, but neishika pischa shogdola. Now this is the other case was with what's it called, with the harchaka, that the fact that the gedola has those mechitzas makes it worse. Now, we're going, same kind of case, but the case that Rashi says, right, that if you put up a new mechitza between the gedola and the ketana, that makes those side mechitzas irrelevant, so now, what's it called, it becomes mutter. It's all one big chatzah, okay? Mitneshik epistle shogdola, v'ilu hishves v'yivufeha, gedola nomi asura. If you put up another mechitza that made those side mechitzas irrelevant, or both of them are awesome. Because now, there's what's it called, they're all one big chotzer. So you see, by putting up those mechitzas that make the side mechitzas irrelevant, it becomes awesome. So the mechitzas are lesser. So Mar says, no. Awesome siluk mechitzas. Over there, it's not the mechitzas that make it awesome. It's the fact that you made the other mechitzas irrelevant. So by putting up these, you're mevatel the other ones. So it's the bittel of the side mechitzas that makes it aser. But in our case, the gifufim are there. If they wouldn't be there, if you take them down completely, right, it'll be mutter. Putting them up makes it aser. Over here, putting up the mechitzas that make the other mechitzas irrelevant, is taking away those mechitzas. It's not putting up, it's not these mechitzas that make it aser. It's the fact that the other mechitzas are no longer there. And by putting up these, you're cutting off the other ones. So where you put up a mechitza that takes away a different mechitza, that could be lesser. But where, if you take away that mechitza, it would make it mutter. And putting up that mechitza itself makes it aser, that we don't find. Okay, Rashi. Siluk mechitzasu. Mechitzas lachronos, silkos, or ishomos. In the case where you put up mechitzas to make the opening between the big one and the small one equal, and therefore made the mechitzas on the side irrelevant, you weren't making something osir because you put up mechitzas. The mechitzas you put up is like taking away the side mechitzas. That tak is osir. Avagabi zriya, but in the case of the zriya, osir odav hagifufim alaktana mishum yitur mechitzah. What made it aser? The fact that you have those side mechitzas. If you take them down completely, it will be mutter, because it will be all one big chatzer. That's the case where do we find that putting up a mechitza makes something more usher than taking it away. Taking it away would make it mutter, and putting it up would make it usher. That we don't find. Okay. So tomorrow we'll start from here. It's the case is bigger on the next Amud.